Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Zayin in Menachos. We are a little bit behind. We're back in the Mishnah. We're going to start the Mishnah now on Vav Amanalef. It's the next Mishnah of our Masechta. Having gone through a week so far of Menachos, almost a full week of Menachos, so it's a very similar discussion that we had in the beginning of Zvachim, Shinui Kodesh, having a change of designation. The Mishnah here also is going to mimic and echo what we learned in Zvachim, but in the context of Menachos. Echa minchas chotev, echa kol menachos shekam zemzar, onin tvul yom mechus begad, mechus kippurim shalav rachot ziyad veraglav, arol tamei yoshev, omen agabe kelem, agabe behem, agabe ragle chaver apostle. So the Mishnah here gives us a list of things where if the Kohen did it, or a non-Kohen did it, or a Kohen psul did it, or he did it in a fashion which was pasul, so the kmitza is not going to be a good kmitza. Now, just an interesting point in the world of zvachim, of animals. So we've said, the Gemara said many times, in fact we just had it a couple days ago, that shechita itself is not an avoda, and a non-Kohen could do a shechita, zar could do a shechita. The parallel avoda of shechita is kmitza, is taking off a fistful of a flower. But nevertheless, though, even kmitza is a parallel, it's not a full parallel, it's not a great parallel, because kmitza is an avoda. Unquestionably, kmitza is an avoda, right? The kamatz, the Torah says that you have to do kmitza, you have to take the full flower. It has to be done by a Kohen. So if a non-Kohen were to do kmitza, the kmitza is going to be pasul. So let's go through each one of the invalidations that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, first of all, we're talking about any mincha. Minchas chote and all the other menachos as well. Why does the Mishnah do that? Because it's because of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the Masechta, said there's a difference between a minchas chote and all the other menachos. But here, in terms of doing the kmitza, there's not going to be a difference. So number one, we have a zar, a non-Kohen. So that one we all understand. If you're not a Kohen, right, it's not something you could buy into. You're just not a Kohen, so you can't do the kmitza. And if you do so, the Mishnah says it's pasul. Onain, so that we know. Onain means that that one of the Zayin Krovim, one of your seven relatives, die for that day, for the balance of that day, even after the Kvura. So now you are Min HaTorah, Min HaRaisa, you're an Onain. You can't do Avoda during that day. The only exception is the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can do the Avoda even while he's an Onain, but all other Kohanim cannot do the Avoda. If they do the Avoda is Psula. Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is the Kohen who experienced Toma, he came into contact with Toma, and he told us in the mikvah for the remainder of that day, he's the status of a Tful Yom. Residual Toma until the sun sets. So he can't do Avoda while he's a Tful Yom. Mechusa Begadim is not wearing his Begadim, Kohen not wearing his Begadim is possible to do the Avoda. We talked about that at length in the second parak of Zvachim. So the Mishnah says that if you're Mechusa Begadim, if you're not wearing the four Begadim for a Kohen Hedjot, the Shmona Begadim for the Kohen Gadol, and you do the Kemitza while Mechusa Begadim, it's Psula. Mechusa Kippurim. Next case in the Mishnah is the Kohen is or was a Zav or a Mitzora, and he needs to bring karbanos on day 8. If he does not bring his karbanos on day 8, he's what's called the mechusa kippurim. Even though he went through the whole tahara process, he did his counted his 7 days. Nevertheless, he has to go through bringing the karbanos on day 8. Until he brings his karbanos, he's the status of mechusa kippurim. He cannot do the avoda. If he does the avoda, it is psula. Not washing hands and feet. We talked about that. That's a problem. That's a serious problem. It invalidates the avoda. Cannot do the kmitza. Arel, a Kohen who did not receive a bris milah. You know what Rashi is going to say. He says it every single time. Rashi, it's the Pavlovian response to Arel. Rashi writes it right here in the Mishnah. Kohen Arul Shemesu Echa Machmas Mila. Brothers died on account of Mila. So in other words, according to Rashi, the way he sets it up every single time, it's that it's not that he didn't get a Mila because he had some sort of philosophical religious issues. He didn't get a Mila because unfortunately his older two brothers died and his parents knew better. The halach is you don't mal the third child. And as he grew up, he doesn't give himself a Mila. Okay, and even though it's an ones, in other words, the way Rashi sets it up every single time, it's not his fault. In fact, he's an ones, so ones rechman apatre. But nevertheless, he can't do the avoda, and if he does the avoda, he's going to be psula. Tom,
is he allowed to eat the carbon pesach?
Well, I would assume. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. No. He could carbon pesach. I'm sorry. No.
He should.
I understand he should, but he also. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay, right according to Rashi, no, I don't think he can eat Karm Pesach. Tameh, the Kohen Tameh does the Avodah, so the Avodah's Psula, worse over the that which he touched becomes Tameh. Yoshev, if the Kohen is sitting is not a position of Sheirus, it's not a position of service, you have to be standing, you have to be Omid when you do the Avodah. Omid agave kelim, let's say you're not standing on the temple floor. Remember, Kohanim walk barefoot so that their feet actually would touch the floor. If they're not on the floor, they're standing on some sort of kelim, that's no good. If they're standing on animals, that's no good. If they're standing on another Kohen's feet, that's no good. Okay, that's under those circumstances, it's possible. And then the last case in the Mishnah, comments b'smol. What if he does kemitzah with his left hand? That's not shavus. That's not temple service. Doing kemitzah with your left hand is puzzle. It becomes the avodah's psula. Tosus asked your question. It's the right question.
Everything's the same here by animals. It's the same.
We have so far right. The only nothing new. Then b'sera omer yachzir v'yachzir v'yikmotz b'yamin. So Ben Becerra says like this. Okay, so you did the kemitzah with your left hand. Okay, not a problem. I mean, shouldn't have done it. But fixable. What you'll do, says Ben Becerra, is that you will put the kemitzah back into the kli and then do it again with your right hand. And do the kemitzah with your right hand. Now, there's an important Rashi over here. As we go through the Gemara, you will see the Gemara says it straight out, but Rashi over here says it. Ben Becerra isn't just commenting on that last case in the Mishnah, although it seems that way, right? As Phil points out quite accurately, right? The Mishnah comments by small possible Ben Becerra Omer Yachzer. It sounds like from the Mishnah that Ben Becerra is just commenting on this last case over here. But if you look at Rashi over here on the Mishnah, and again, you've got to go through the Gemara, it'll be very clear from the Gemara. Akulu Palig. He's arguing every one of the cases on the Zara and the Onain. I would suggest, however, even according to Rashi, what's that?
I'm not saying not all of them. Well,
right.
Because some of them.
Like what? Like which one?
Mechusik or
whatever. Tomei.
Tomei.
Right. I was thinking also, right? It can be that Ben Becerra is arguing on the Tomei. Can be. Because if a Tomei did the Kemitzah, that Komitz now is Tomei. Well, it's the under. You can't undo that. Okay, so, right. So, I mean, it's interesting. Rashi doesn't point that out. The Gemara doesn't point that out, but. Kipshuto, in other words, if I let logic work over here, hard to imagine Ben Becerra is talking about the case of Tameh. But anyway, Ben Becerra argues on all the cases in the Mishnah, or I'll say most of the cases in the Mishnah, and it would come out then that according to Ben Becerra, not a big deal. So if you had if the Kohen did with his left hand, or let's go back to another one of the cases, or if a non-Kohen did it, put it back into the Kli Sharis and then do it right. Let's say you do the kemitzah, and you need a fistful of flour. So the Kohen takes his hand, puts it into the flour, cups his three fingers over his palm, and then what he does is he has to level. He levels with his thumb, he levels with his pinky, and so now he's holding a fistful of flour. That's a shear. It has to be a fistful of flour. Well, let's say this says the Mishnah that you have a stone, a pebble, in your hand. Right, somebody didn't sift the flour well. And so now there's a pebble in your hand. Comes out now that you're actually missing shear. You're missing the requisite amount. Or gargar melech, or let's say you're missing some salt. Or korach shalavona, or you have a kernel of frankincense. Now remember, frankincense was laid over the top. So in order to do a kemitzah of just flour, so you're going to have to push the lavona to the side so that you can go in and just get flour. So in any one of those circumstances, the Mishnah says it's possible. Mesha Amru Hakametz Hayeser v'Hachaser Puzzle. When it comes to kemitzah, any more or any less is going to be puzzle. The Ezu Hayeser. What's an example of Yeser? So Mishnah says she comes to Mivurats. Let's say you do the kemitzah and it's Mivurats. It's heaping, right? Rashi uses the word Gadush. It's a good word. Actually, we'll use that word later this morning as well. So it's Gedusha. It's heaping. So that's no good. That's too much. V'chasrish kamta b'rashay etzbosav. Or, instead of cupping your fingers onto your palm, You cup your fingers basically onto your tips. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a little room in there, but that's not good, because that's not the shear as well. Interesting, when we talk about the shear of a comb, it really depends on the size of the comb. Meaning every kohen has a different hand size. No two kohanim have the identical hand size. So I guess even in this shear that we're talking about, usually shiurim are objective, right? When we talk about a revius, we talk about a kezias, a kebetza. Over here, we are speaking about the shear of komets, but I would venture to say that it really depends on the kohen and the kohen size of the hand. But even within each kohen, though, there still is a method of how to do it. It has to be fingers over the palm, not fingers onto the tips. Fingers over the palm. The Gemara starts off, Lama li lemisna echa mechaschot v'echa kol menachos l'sne kol menachos shekamza nzarva onen. So the Gemara makes the observation. I know I already made this observation. I got it from the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah, the way it starts off, it's we're talking about Minchas Chote and we're talking about all Menachos. Yeah, so why did you do that? So the Rabbi Shimon, it's the rest of the Gemara says that it's really for Rabbi Shimon. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu Shite, Minchas Chote, Tuna Shemon, Velavona, Shaloye Chote, Niskar. Look, Rabbi Shimon says that logically, I would tell you that if you're a sinner and you're bringing a mincha, it really should require shem and levona. It should require oil and frankincense. Now it doesn't, meaning if you remember last week's parsha, the Torah says, don't. But Rabbi Shimon says, but it doesn't make sense that it shouldn't. Why doesn't it make sense? Shelo yeichote niskar. Yeah, this concept come up a lot of times in the Gemara. Right? We don't want sinners to profit. Right, so sometimes the Chachamim would do things in order to make sure that the Chotes and Niskar, the sinner, doesn't profit. Over here, you know, you sin, you bring a mincha. You know, other people bringing menachos, they have to put oil in, they have to put frankincense in. Here, he gets a break. Here, Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't make any sense. So, but obviously the Torah is speaking to the idea that, look, this is a mincha for a Chote. So we don't want it to be mehudar, we don't want it to be nice. And beautiful, so therefore the Torah says, even though you're getting a break on not having oil and frankincense, but look, we don't want it to be a nice mincha. And look, another thing that you can argue is that when you bring a carbon chatas, there should be a requirement of nesachim. There should be libations that come along with it. And again, it makes sense. I don't want the sinner to benefit where he doesn't have to bring nesachim in. So now the Gemara says, look, you see Rabbi Shimon's thought process. The thought process is, it makes sense that the mincha should have lavona and shemen. Okay, but I understand. Eino mehudar. So the Gemara says, okay, so I might have thought as a hava mina, that if I have a puzzle, do the kmitza, look, we've already established that this is not a mincha mehudar. It's not a beautiful mincha. So maybe if the kohen is not beautiful, right? If the kohen is not totally valid, okay. So tenamitis kasher kamash malan. So the Gemara says that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though it's a minchas chote, an inferior mincha, but still, you need all the regulations. You need all the qualifications that go along with a regular mincha. So the Gemara says, so okay, look at the parallel Mishnah in Zvachim. We didn't do this over there. The Mishnah didn't use that same terminology. Echad chelav echad chatas and echad kol hazvachim. So how come the Mishnah didn't do that over there? So the Gemara says, look, once you say the word kol means everybody, or in this case, every mincha and every zevach. That's what the word kol means. So the Gemara says, I'm just not buying into this, meaning the Mishnah doesn't have to use such terminology. Once you use kol, it includes everything. So the Gemara says, okay, it's really simple. It's not that. It has nothing to do with the fact that this is a mincha she'ena mehudar. It just happens to be that if you read the first Mishnah, we've already established that our first Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. Right? We've talked about that. That was of the first six blot of Menachos, two of those blot discussed how the first Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. That the Shinui Kodesh disqualifies, and Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't disqualify. Why? Because Ma'aseh Mochichen Alav, because it is what it is, and you look at it, and you know what it is, and okay, we spent 2 days discussing that. So we know the first Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon, although, as a parenthetical note, we did perhaps kvetch one pshat in the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, but as Rashi points out over here, two out of three Amarayim say that our first Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. So I might have thought that this Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. So that's why it's like we're bringing Rabbi Shimon back. It's like, I know the first Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon, come back. How is the Mishnah indicating that? Because the Mishnah starts off by saying, Echad Minchas Chote, and Echad Minchas Kola Menachos, meaning, okay, Rabbi Shimon, come back. You're in this Mishnah. Okay. So, Kamash Malan. Good. Amarat. Okay, so after now giving a pshat in terms of why the Mishnah uses the language, so now for the rest of this daf, we're going to be discussing a statement made by Rav, which is the following. Zar shekametz yachzir. Simple statement by Rav. If you have a non-Kohen who does a kemitza, okay, so I go into the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm not a Kohen, and I do the kemitza, so Rav says yachzir. Okay, not the end of the world. So what I'll do now is, Kohanim will give me a look. What are you doing here? You don't belong here. And, you know, they're right. I don't. So fine. So I'll put it back into the kli. And okay, and the Kohen will come and he'll do it. That's what Rav says. Yes, sir. Yes. So I pointed that out, right? Correct. The observation's excellent. I pointed that in the beginning of today's shir. It's not a phenomenal parallel. It's not a perfect parallel. Shechita could be done by me. I could do the shechita, but not the kemitza. Okay, good.
Once you have less, you return to because someone stays on the hand.
The Gemara is going to ask another question. The Gemara doesn't ask your question. The Gemara is going to ask other questions in terms of why shouldn't work out that smoothly. Okay, but anyway, that's the statement of Rav. Zar shekametz yachzir. And for the rest of today, the rest of yesterday's daf, right? For the balance of Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to ask a simple question: what did Rav introduce to us? What concept?
That was a mission.
Right. What concept did he introduce to us? What chiddush did he introduce to us? Rav is making a statement. Rav is writing well after the Mishnayos have been put on paper. Rav was learning with the. Right, the Bala Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was learning together with Rabbi Chia. Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Chia. So, you know, Rav knows his Mishnayos. Rav was so close to the Tanayim. We talked about this just yesterday. Rav Tanu Palig, Rav can sometimes argue with the Mishnayos. But over here, he's making a statement. It's a three-word statement. Zar shekametz yachzir. If a non-Kohen does kemitza, so just put it back. But what is Rav teaching us that we didn't know already? In fact, if you go back to the Mishnah says it. Now, truthfully, right, for full disclosure, Tana Kama didn't like that, right? Tana Kama says no good, but Ben Bezerra was fine with it. So maybe Rav, wait just a second, maybe Rav should be just be saying the halach is like Ben Bezerra. Okay, maybe say that.
Why? I mean, Shechita is like Kemitza. Once you're done, there's no returning back.
Right.
It's done deal. So that wouldn't it make this a statement say that these two are not equal?
Correct. Again, so it goes back to the point I made at the beginning of today's daf. The parallel is not a perfect parallel. And look, it can't be a perfect parallel because once you do a shechita,
it's done.
Animal's dead.
Right.
So you can't get a redo on shechita. You can do a redo. You can get a redo on kemitza because it's flour. It's an inanimate object.
Right. So maybe Rav's position is that these are not the same.
Yeah, I understand that, but Rav's not saying anything new. What's going to bother the Gemara here, from here to the bottom of the page, is that if Rav's making a statement, he's making a declarative statement, there's got to be something new to his statement. Can't be just... Rav just doesn't do that. He doesn't just talk.
Who was Ben
Becerra? Who was he? I don't know. There are different Ben Becerras. There's Yehuda Ben Becerra. There is... I know there's another one out there.
What's
Tanaim is a Tana. In the Mishnah, you're a Tana. So I'm,
who accepted Hillel's decision.
Right. There was also Ben Becerra. So the Gemara says, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Pasul. So the Gemara starts off with a Pshat. Well, my Pasul Ashi Achzer. So Pasul means, yeah, it's Pasul until you put it back. Even that by itself, by the way, is a funny Pshat. That's a funny Pshat. Meaning Pasul.
Yeah,
right.
Say then?
Right. It's like, you know, when you. Right. It's a difficult shot. So So the Gemara says, wait a second. That's well, isn't that exactly what Ben Becerra is saying? So the Gemara says, well, maybe we'll say like this: if you have your comments, there's no machlokas between the Chacham and Ben Becerra. Keep looking the Chasar comments. Rabban Sarver lo yavi mitoch beis over yemalana. Ben Becerra Sarver yavi mitoch beis over yemalana. So the Gemara suggests now, you know what the machlokas is all about in the Mishnah? It's all about where I come in, me the non-Kohen, I do the kamitza and I chuck it out. Can I replace the kamitza? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah is talking about? Ihachi, Ben Becerra Omer Yachzer, V'yachzer V'yikmotz B'yamin, Ben Becerra Omer Yachzer V'yavi Mitzach Beso, V'yamalana V'yachzer V'yikmotz B'yamin Mibayalei. If that's what the Mishnah is talking about, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer, you're missing one of the most important points, which the Mishnah is not telling us, which is, go home and get a new kamitza, get a new fistful of flour. The Mishnah Kipshuto is talking about where we have the kamitza. I'm still holding it in my hand. So the Gemara says, Kikama Rav leben Becerra. So Gemara says, okay, we're going to scratch that. We're not going to hold that pshat. That's not really the pshat in the Mishnah. So you know what Rav is saying? The halach is like Ben Becerra. Pshita ma'od detem ad kan lo kamachshe Ben Becerra le besmol. Ava b'shar psulam lo kamash malan. Okay, so good. So this is what Rashi said back on the Mishnah, and here's where the Gemara actually says it. You may have thought after reading the Mishnah that Ben Becerra was talking about just a case of left-handedness. Where if the Kohen goes in and does the kamitza with his left hand, that's where Ben Becerra says, Yachzir. What Rav is teaching us is that Ben Becerra is going on every case back in the Mishnah, including the non-Kohen doing the Avoda. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the Chiddush of Rav. So the Gemara says, look, left hand, you know why it's okay according to Ben Becerra? Because sometimes, very infrequently, but it happens, I need the left hand to do temple service. For example, on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you're holding in your left hand, remember, it's one Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, and he's got to do everything, so sometimes he's going to need to use his second hand, otherwise known as his left hand. So the Ashkechan Lahakshar B'Yom Kippur. So Zarnami Ashkechan Lahakshar B'Shchita. So the Gemara says, well, by the non-Kohen, we see that he can do Shchita. So the Gemara says, don't give me that. Shchita lav avodihi. So what? Shchita is not an avoda. Remember, Rashi, just a couple days ago, Rashi says the two go hand in hand. But okay, that's we covered that material as if we remember it. But anyway, v'lova hamar abizera hamar rav shchitas para bizar psula. So the Gemara says, what do you mean shchita is not an avoda? If a non kohen shechted the para aduma, you know you got to get a new para aduma. Talk about a guy who gets ostracized because he shechted the para aduma. Yeah, we're gonna find a new one. But anyway, a non kohen cannot shech the para aduma. The Amar Rav Lazar v'chuka ksivbe, because by the paraduma it says a Lazar, right? He's a Kohen. It says chuka. That means that's not an option. That's it. Chuka means that's how it has to be done. We need a Lazar or
a Kohen,
an a Lazar substitute. Uksivbe shani parad dekashe bedekabaisi. Shani parad dekashe bedekabaisi. So the Gemara says, well, paraduma, That's not carbon. That's koche bedek habayis, right? And you know, you right. We've been through this discussion before. The carbon, the paraduma shechted outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not shechted in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's not. You're not talking about classic avoda. V'lav kol dekenu. So the Gemara says, yeah, but how about using logic? A kal v'chomer koche bedek habayis baal kahuna koche mizbech la baal kahuna. I don't understand. If the paraduma, which is only bedek habayis, right? The lower level kedusha, if that needs a kohen, kachay mizbeach, you don't think that needs a kohen? Amar Rav Shisha b'Rei de Ravidi, mida dehava amras negaim. So the Gemara says the fact that it needs a kohen doesn't automatically indicate it's an avoda. For example, saras. Who's looking at saras? Right? So can't I get any expert? No, I need a kohen. Oh, looking at saras must be an avoda. Right? It's it's not an avoda. It just happens to be the Torah's hakpada is that I need a kohen. The lava avoda ninu vai kahuna. Okay, so the fact that you need a kohen to do shechita of the paraduma doesn't mean shechita is an avoda. It's not. It's just for whatever reason, the ratzon habore, God wants it, that you have the non-kohen doing that you have a kohen doing shechting the paraduma, but it's not an avoda. Menelef Mibama, the Gemara says, okay, but remember, back in the good old days, where we used to shecht in our backyard, and I could do it, and you don't need a kohen to do that. So the Gemara says, and what? You don't want to learn out from Bama? We go back now to our Zvachim discussion, and remember, if Allah, if it went up onto the Mizbeach, lo yerid, it doesn't go down. Doesn't go down. I'm sorry, what are we talking about? We're talking about a carbon that was taken out of the Azara. Yotze, psul yotze. And then it comes back in, and someone put it on the Mizbeach. Shouldn't have, but did. Mizbeach can tolerate it. Why? Shari yotze kasha bebama. Because remember, there's a time where yotze is okay, and that is when we had our bamos. So the Gemara says, that's not really the source. Tana azos Taras Ha'ola Samechle. It's really, the drasha is really based on Zos Taras Ha'ola, right? There's a ribui in there. These are the laws of Ola. That's the real source. Bama is just kind of a way to help us remember, but it's not really the source. Okay, a long sentence, a run-on sentence in English, but this is not English, and this is not grammar, and this is the Gemara. And okay, so it's a long sentence. But the point is, the question comes back full circle. What's Rav doing over here? So the Gemara says what Rav is doing over here is to tell us that Ben Beseira is not just limited to the case of left-handedness, all the cases in the Mishnah. El time Dashmin Rav Halav Hachiav Amin B'Shar Psul and Pasul Ben Beseira. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me that without Rav, I would have just limited Ben Beseira to the case of small. Tanya, but the Gemara says, but we have raisas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, Machshir, Hayah ben Beser, Bechol Apsulan, Kulan. So the Braisa says it. So the Braisa's pre-existed Rav. So again, what do I need Rav for? What did Rav introduce to this whole discussion? Vitanya, we looked at another Braisa. Kamatz Mishami, Makam, Sharag, Leazar, Omdos. First of all, where do you have to do the Kamitza? Yeah, you know, it's funny. I should have thought of it. And until the Gemara, I didn't. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, where do you do the Kamitza? You could have made the argument that the Kamitza has to be done on the north side of the Azara. Why do you make such an argument? Because remember, a mincha is kachay kachim, only eaten by the Kohanim. So you could have made that argument. However, it's not correct. It's not. That's it's the Kamitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. Even where B'nai Yisrael stand, right? You look at our good old picture over here. When you go to the east side, when you go to the east side, I know I'm pointing in the left direction, but right, this is the Azara. So the east side of the Azara, the first 11 amos, meaning once you walk into the Nikanar Gate, the first 11 amos over here is what's called Ezer Yisrael. Because typically, someone who's not a Kohen, just a Yisrael, would not go beyond this point in time. Oh. The point that the Bryce is making over here, I can do Kamitza anywhere in the Azara. Even here, even in the area that's called Ezra Yisrael, you can do Kamitza there as well. Okay, fine. That's an ancillary point to our discussion over here. The main point is the next part of the Gemara. Shirakol Mazar Ben Beseira Omer Minayin Shim Kamatz Besmol Shiachzer VeYachzer VeYikmotz BeYamin Tamalam VeKamatz Mishum. I'm sorry, VeKamatz Misham MiMakom SheKamatz Kvar VeKevan DeKras Damatziv. But now, the Torah is not talking about left-handed. No, the Torah is just saying VeKamatz Misham. Mali small, mali sharp psulim. So there shouldn't be a difference. We're back to our original question. Rav tells us that if a non-Kohen does Kemitzah, so he'll put it back. And what's he coming to teach me? A, is he coming to teach me that like, well, same thing Ben Becerra is? So just simply say, I follow Ben Becerra. Is he coming to teach me that Ben Becerra argues on all the other cases in the Mishnah? The Gemara just brought two brises that made that point. Two brises already. I don't need Rav. Ela kamash malan, Rav kamash vafilu kidesh. So the Gemara says, okay. I'm sorry, kamash malan Rav, kamash vafilu kidesh. When I do kemitza, I'm not sure if I made this point clear yet in the first week of Menachos, so we'll make it clear now, and really we'll discuss it for a good part of the rest of today. There are two stages to kemitza. Number one, I take my right hand, not me, but the Kohen, takes his right hand, puts it into the bowl of flour, and picks up a fistful of flour. That's part one. Then what he does is he goes to another kli, and he deposits it into another kli. Meaning he doesn't just simply take that fistful of flour and burn and run up to the top of the Mizbeach and burn on the top of the Mizbeach. He actually has to take it and put it into another kli shares. That's the end of the kemitza process. So there's number one, actually drawing the kometz. Two, depositing it into another kli shares. What Rav is teaching us is that even though I deposit it into my second kli, it could still undo it. It is not...
I could still go and
dump it back into the first kli. That's what Rav is coming to teach us. Oh, that, and that's...
Even though it's already been...
And that's a chiddush, right? Now that I've explained that there are two parts to the kemitza process, and now you could have made the argument, oh, you put it already into the kli? It's too late now. It's done. So what's done is done. Even then, we can go back and we can undo it. And that's it.
We won't be able to replace
100%. Right. So, right, we made that point. Right. Phil made that point. It's a good point. So the Ula Fuke Mehani Tanai, and the Gemara points out, and that's such a chiddush of Rav, and not only is it a chiddush, it's controversial. Brises don't agree with that. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi, okay, he was a Sfard. Right, more than a Sfard. He named after his own father, although it could be
Yasson.
Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yasson.
Ben Yasson.
Okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtam and Rabbi Yehuda the baker. Right, that was his profession, but he was a major Talmud Chacham. Amar Bamed Verma Morsha Kamitz Velo Kidesh Avakidesh Pasol. Okay, so you see. Now that we're injecting a pshat into Rav, now we understand Rav, we also understand that that's a very controversial position. Because there are Tanaim who are of the opinion that once you put into my second kli shares, that's it, it's done. V'ikadami kametz in kiddush lo. So, keman kahani tanayu lafuki mitanakama. Okay, so, or according to the ikadami, he does follow these Tanaim and to exclude himself from the Tanakama. Fine. So the Gemara says, let's see if we can follow the logic of all this. Look, if the Kemitza itself is an avoda, meaning just the first stage, the act of Kemitza, so then already should be disqualified even before depositing into the next kli. And he Kemitza's psulam lav avodahi, and if the act of Kemitza is not an avoda, so ki aver le matan kli, my oven. So, and then if you put it into a second kli, so what did you do? So the Gemara just simply says, I don't follow the logic over here. Because really, it should all depend on how you view the first part. The actual act of Kemitza. Is that an avoda or is that not an avoda? I'm Rav Nachman, la'olam avodihi. So Rav Nachman says, I can explain it. Kemitza is an avoda. But only the first part of the avoda, v'lo gamra avoda sa ad avid le matan kli, meaning, but you're still in the first avoda. You haven't concluded the first avoda. When is the conclusion of the first avoda? When you deposit into the second kli shares. So the position over here is the position of if I the non kohen do the kometz and don't put it in yet. I haven't done the kemitza yet. The first avoda of every mincha, the kometz is not yet concluded. That's why it's reversible. Once I put into the kli shares, now I've done the whole process of kemitza, And that's now undoable.
Even if you did it with the left hand.
Right, meaning?
Part one.
Right, just part one. Left hand, now there are two separate cases. Left hand is when a Kohen did it, and the example I gave is when a non-Kohen did it, but it's the same basic idea. Okay, good. All right, and that ends the first part of today's daf, okay? Which is, we've now discussed what is Rav introducing over here when Rav says, just put it back in again. And essentially what we've said now in Rav, the Chiddush of Rav is that even if I, a non-Kohen, do the Kamitza, and then go even beyond that, and put it into the Kli Shareis, Rav takes the position that I could still go back, take it back, put it back in again, and it's reversible. And as we've learned, at the end of the Almud, it's a controversial position. Tanaim disagree with that. Some Tanaim are of the opinion that no, once I put it into the second Kli, it is not reversible.
And who wins?
Okay. No, I mean the.
So when do they do the oil?
Some. We'll talk about that later. We'll get to. It's okay. Sorry. We'll get to that later in the Masech. Yes.
Who wins between Rav and Tanaim?
Could go either way. I don't know. Take I don't know. The Rambam doesn't follow the Rav position. Ben Becerra.
Hold the same thing or?
Debatable. Could be the Rav is going beyond Ben Becerra. Right, the simple pshan ben b'seira. If you look back at the Mishnah, is yachzir, meaning it's still in your hand. Right, so simple pshan in ben b'seira is that he would not go to the same degree that Rav would. Once you put into Kli Shareis, that's it. It's done. Irreversible.
The issue is not because when you do this, when you clean the hands and everything, I mean, really nothing to clean. Right.
Okay. All right. Now, next topic of discussion for today. Okay, v'chima hadol elakomitz l'duchte tiktosh v'lifso. Gemara asks a very funny question. It's not funny, but I guess it's more smart than anything else. What are we essentially saying? That there are two parts to komitz. Number one is drawing it out. Number two is putting it into a Kli Shareis. Once I put into Kli Shareis, that's it. Okay, and let's assume from this point forward that we don't subscribe to Rav. That it's once I put it there, now I've completed the avoda of komets and it's irreversible. Let's assume that. So the Gemara over here says, okay, according to Ben Becerra, what is Ben Becerra's position? I'll take the komets out, me the non-Kohen, and I'll wait a second, I'm not a Kohen, so I'm going to put it back. Look at what I just did. I took a fistful of flour and I put it into a Kli Shareis. Now, you'll say to me, but wait a second. I'm trying to undo what I did. But, okay, forget my intention for just a moment. Look at my action. I have kamitz in my hand. I have a komitz in my hand, a fistful of flour, and I'm putting it into a Kli Shareis.
It's not a vessel that's used to go up to the next
one. Okay, good. So, I that's why I say the question the Gemara is asking is slightly funny, but just... Yeah, okay, but...
It's a good way.
One of the first ones.
Right. Mali, Klisheni, where I know the whole purpose is to bring it up to the top, and Mali, it's a Kli Shareis. It is a Kli Shareis. So and by the way, Tosus points out, you know, what about chatzitza, right? The first, you see the first Tosus on the page, you know, because right, the it's a short Tosus. Alpha Bishi Shirai Mafsikim Ben Komitz Kli Min Bemino in a Chotz. So Tosus says it's, you know, okay, fine. The Shirai are not going to serve as a chatzitza anyway. But just focus on the question. It's a smart question. You're putting it to Kli Shareis. Intuitively, I think we all know what the answer is going to be. The Gemara spells it out. Actually, the truth of the matter is, Gemara is going to give two answers to this question. Although the first answer seems to be a very fundamental answer. Amar Rav Yochanan Zos Amaretz Kli Shareis Mikachin Al Midas. So Hamidas Mikachin. So the first answer is the Rav Yochanan answer. Look, Kavana. Right? I know, yes, I put into a Kli Shareis. But that wasn't my intention. My intention wasn't, I'm going to be Mekadosh the Komets in this. That wasn't my intention. My intention was, I just made a mistake. I want to undo what I did. So there's no Kavana. Without Kavana, this is a base of Mikdash. This is Avoda. Avodah, you need kavana. Over here, I have no kavana. So kli sharis emikachin, alamidas, amidas mikachin. So the habamine Reish Lakish Merav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there was a conversation between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Kli sharis maushi akchishu psulim lechatkila likarev, v'amr lei. So Rav Yochanan's answer was, ein mikachin. So amr lei, ein mikachin, I'm sorry. So, ein mikachin, so he says, it's nothing. So Amalei, what does that mean, nothing? Ein mikachin lekarev, v'av mikachin lepasal. Meaning you can't offer it, but it's going to be pasal, right? In other words, if the non-Kohen does it, okay, but answer number one is no kavana. Okay, and with no kavana, it's nothing to talk about. Answer number two, again, the question is, I take the comb into my hand, I put it back into the first kli, so why aren't I being mikadoshin? Rav Amar and Amar kigon she'echziru lebisa gedusha. Rav Amram gives a technical answer, not a fundamental answer, a technical answer. Well, maybe when I put it back into the first kli, it was a heaping amount of flour, so that the comets that I put back in didn't go into the interior of the kli. I'm sorry, Levisa Kedusha, Mekamet Heche Kamets. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, how did you do the kamitza in the first place? You have to do a kamitza from the interior of the kli sharis. So the Gemara says, okay, here's what happened. Okay, and again, this is extraordinarily technical, I know, but here's what happened. It was a level. It was level. It was in the kli sharis. It was perfectly level. What I did is I dipped my hand in, I took the kamitza out, obviously I created a hole. Okay, the cave and the comments lay avid lay guma. So Gemara here describes exactly what I'm trying to present. So kimahader legave damanika mahadole, and the Gemara says, and when you replaced it, you didn't replace it into the hole, you replaced it around the exterior. So that's how.
No, it does. So when he returns, he puts it back in the hole. So
No. The chima hadale gave the manika mahadale. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. No, you're right. Right. So the Gemara says, when you put it back in, aren't you putting it back in the hole? So the Gemara says, no, mechima hadale manakle adafna demana. You put it on the side of the kli. And now, follow the next part of the Gemara. It's such a technical answer. And then you put it on the side of the kli, meaning not on the rim, but meaning closer to the rim, so it's not actually into the kli, so you're not actually putting it into a kli shares. Umeinid, agitate the kli, v'nafal mimela, and it'll go back inside. And it kind of absorbs back in, it's not like you're putting it back in, denase kemishe echziru hakof. And you know what? It's like the monkey put it back in again. In other words, it doesn't count. That doesn't mean that you put it back in again. Now, quite frankly, quite honestly, I don't know if this second answer of Yirmiya is disagreeing with the first answer. The first answer is such a fundamental answer. You're putting it back in without kavana. You're not mekadesh without kavana. I don't think Rav Yirmiya is really arguing with the first, but that's just me talking. I'm basing it really on nothing. I just think that Rav Yirmiya is providing for us another way to even get around the whole discussion, meaning we don't even have to discuss kavana without kavana. There is a technical way to get the comments back in without even getting into the discussion of kavana. Where's the Rashi? Okay.
I would have thought they would have said that it was the same substance. The flour was the same, so it should have just been placing it back into the same.
But the particles are in different directions now, anyway. So you can't really replace the whole.
Right. All right, but we made this point also that you're not every single particle is going to go back. All right, which is an issue, but.
It's a lot, though. I mean, when you put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much are we talking about? Pick this up.
It's not a lot. Okay, next discussion that we're going to have, and this is going to occupy the rest of today's daf, and that's the following. We've been talking now about a kli sharis. There really are two kli sharis involved in every kamitza. Number one, the original bowl. Meaning the original bowl that's holding all the flour, it's an isarin of flour, and from there I'm going to take my fist, I'm going to put it in. That's one kli sharis. The second one is what I'm going to put it into. All right. Now, we're going to go back to our parallels, which are not good parallels, but they're parallels nevertheless. Let's go back to animals for just a quick moment. In the world of animals, so I understand there's no bowl because it's an animal. Okay. The animal suspended in air, no. Especially if it's a large animal. You can't pick the animal up, and there's no requirement to pick the animal up. You shech the animal while the animal's on the ground. Okay? And then what you do is you take your bowl
underneath
and you collect the blood. Right. Can that bowl be on the ground? And the answer is no. The Kohen has to be holding that bowl. Okay? Now let's go to Menachos. So, when I have my original bowl, can that bowl be on the ground based on what I just described to you?
Sure.
Can that bowl be on the ground? Yes. Now, I'm not saying it's because, well, since the animal's on the ground, that bowl can be on the ground. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm just giving us a way to imagine how to translate from Zvachim to Menachos. So the Mincha, that original bowl can be on the ground. The bowl that I put it into, can that be on the ground?
Should be held in the air,
like the Kabbalah Saddam, like the receiving of the blood. So what I just did for you is I basically paraphrased the next daf of Gemara. That's essentially what the Gemara is going to say, but you know the Gemara takes its time to get there. But that's basically the upcoming point.
So the service vessel is in one place, but the kli's used for the service, you would think they'd be on a table where the Kohanim would just go.
No tables. Although there is a table. Well, I'll tell you the truth, there is a table in the lechem upon him. But okay, that's we'll get to that in just a moment. Now, the Gemara starts off this whole discussion about a kli sharis being on the ground based on the following. We just asked the question, well, when I put it back into the original bowl, aren't I putting it into a kli sharis? So answer number one, Rav Yochanan, no kavana. Answer two, Rav Yirmiyah, well, I put it over the top and I shake it back in, it's like a monkey putting it in. The Gemara says, you know, we didn't give answer number three. We didn't give answer number three. So the Gemara makes exactly this point. Well, how about answer number three, which is put it back in while it's on the floor? Because that doesn't count. How come we didn't give that answer? Because it counts. You do kamitza from a bowl that's on the floor, meaning that is considered kamitza. That's why we didn't give that answer.
Yeah, but he's not making kamitza, he's putting it back.
Okay,
that's
so
the difference. That's
right.
The second one, this will be.
Okay, good. I'm such Phil. You picked up. It took me a while to pick up on that. You picked up on that right away. I don't. You're a lot faster than me.
No,
because I have in my notes in the Gemara. Right, we're talking about bowl number two. Right, and. Okay, I have on my notes on the side of the Gemara. You're very good. That's very good. Yes.
Isn't it counted into a kita, which is not an avodah? You have to hold the bowl up.
Like kabbalah, it's called kabbalah.
But the bowl is a kabbalah, and kabbalah is that's not shechita. That's the next avodah. Okay. So and fine. And the next part of the Gemara is great. Kinaga bebayi di ibayi lander Rav Avimi tini banachos bei Rav Chista. Okay, Avimi forgot a lot of his learning. He was learning Menachos in the yeshiva of Rav Chista. Excuse me. Right. And he needed to know something. The Gemara says, wait a second. The way you just presented the story, Avimi be Rav Chista to me?
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Avimi learned in the yeshiva of Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Kulpe tave bale me Avimi. When I was in Avimi's yeshiva, wow, did I get whacked. And I don't mean that figuratively. I actually mean that literally. Rashi says, Kubitavi hakaos tovos. Right? I got good hits also. Usually, it's funny. It certainly seems that way. Usually you don't call hits good hits. But, you know, if it's chinuch. I know we live in a different age nowadays. You know, I don't hit the kids, right? I'm sure Phil, you remember. yeah, I understand. It's
called the Board of Education.
I have, But I have the Board of Education, but it's just for display. So Bali me avima, I literally absorbed hits from avimi, Allah da ashmaisa, and happens to be there was one day in Shir, I just didn't understand what was going on, and he drilled it into me. And here I kind of mean it literally. He drilled it into me. Because when you sell off the orphan's estate, I know this is totally off the topic, but this happens to have been the shear that I just couldn't get. When you sell orphan's estates, so one place it says that you announce, before you do so, you auction it off. So auctioning will get the best price, right? Reference eBay for that. So one Bryce says for you auction off for 30 days, and one Bryce says you auction off for 60 days, and I don't understand. 30, 60, well, which one is it? And so, Bala Hakras Ritzufan Lamed Yom. So, if you make a Hakraza every day, an announcement every day, so then that's you only need 30 days. Sheni Vechamishi, but if you stagger and only make Hakrazas on market day, Monday and Thursday, so then 60 days. Okay, now if you do the math, you'll figure out, by the way, that, right, the 30 consecutive days is more quantitatively than the 60 on Mondays and Thursdays, but you do get 2 months of advertisement. Okay, I understand, you know, you could pick it up. Anyway, I didn't understand that. It took me a while to get that. Well, now I got it. So the Gemara says like this, Avimi mesachti it akra, it akra le, Avimi forgot menachos. Okay, lo aleinu. we're spending 3 good months learning Menachos, more than 3 months, I'm sorry. 3.5 good months learning Menachos, lo aleinu, that we should forget Menachos. But he did, Avimi forgot his Menachos. So what Avimi did is he goes to Rav Chista in order to remember like that what you learned in Menachos. The Gemara says, I understand, he's the Rebbe. Have the Talmud come to him. So Savra Hachim Istayim Ilsa Tfei. So the Gemara says, no, if I make the effort and I go to him, I know I'm the Rebbe, I know it's not appropriate, but if I make the effort and go to him, I'll have more siyata d'shmai, I'm going to have more divine help. Rashi says, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Megillah, Yagati Umatzati. Meaning you got to schwitz a little bit when you're learning. You got to schwitz a lot when you're learning. Right? Learning doesn't always come that easy, and you put the effort in, and you know what? I forgot Menachos, I know I'm the Rebbe, I'm going to schwitz, I'm going to walk to him. So Pagabe Rav Nachman, Amalei Ketzat Komsen, so he says, how do I do Kemitza? Amoraim living well after the Churban HaMikdash. But, you know, they talk about these things. How do I do Kemitza? Amalei Miklizeh. So he points us to a Kli on the floor, and he says, look at that Kli right there. You could do it right from that Kli right over there. Toso says, what's the Chiddush? So Toso says two possibilities. Either, number one, he wasn't anointed with the oil. The using it for service could serve as an inauguration. Toso also makes the suggestion, maybe he was pointing to a wooden vessel. And there are opinions out there that wooden vessels are acceptable, but okay. Amalei v'chi komsen miklisha agabe karka. So he says, what? Wait a second, it's on the floor. You could do that? So Amalei, the Magbalei Cohen. So he says to him, well, okay, no, I meant the Cohen's going to raise it up. Ketza Maktishan Esa Menachos. So how you Maktish the Mincha? So he doesn't mean Mincha, by the way. He means comets. So Amalei, no, it's not a Kliza. So the Gemara says, okay, so put in that Kli. Funny conversation. V'chi Maktishan Miklisha Agave Karko? What, you could do that? Amalei, the Magbalei Cohen. Okay, so Eva, come pick it up. I know the time is late. Let's just do a little bit more. So Amaleim Kenu Tzrachta Gimel Kohanim. You know the way you're describing it, you need 3 Kohanim. Because Avoda can only be done with the right hand. The picking up the vessel has to be done with the right hand. I need 2 Kalim, and I need 1 Kohen doing the Kemitza. So Amaleim Vatei Tzricha Yud Gimel. So what? So okay, good, you need 3. You know certain times in the Avoda, you need 13. Right? Your Mishnayos in Tamid. Right, describing 13 Kohanim doing the avoda of the carbon tamid. So eitzvei zeakol kol hakomets v'nosim mikli amalach v'amakta lechol dafer shadakol lechol v'chulei v'ilo magbia lo ketani. You know, there's a mishnah that we're going to see later on, a short week from now, that describes pigol. Right, pigol's coming. Get excited. So right, that describes pigol and doesn't describe the raising of the kli. So the Gemara says, Tana Seder Avoda is Nakiv, Velo Seder Kohanim, so what? You know, the Mishnah over there is talking about Avoda. It's not talking about what the procedure from the Kohanim's perspective is. Okay, the Kohen picks it up. Okay, time is late. We're going to stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll finish up tomorrow the discussion of Kamitza Me'agabe Akarka. Okay, and okay, good. Rabbi Hanan, you're going to carry some of the Kosh Baruch Hu Zakh, Paul, Fiach, Achir, Ventura, Mitzvah, Shanem, Anai, Chafetz, Amat, Kikoy, Adjot, Rav Yadir.